The term gospel music, first authored by Thomas A. Dorsey, the father of the genre in the U.S., became in the 1930s the new sound of Afrocentric sacred music, distancing itself from the sound of the spiritual. Over the next 40 years, this new sound would capture the attention of audiences across the nation. Its embrace in regions across the globe was something no one could have predicted, especially in regions like South Africa. In the 1970s, gospel choirs began to travel across the U.S., bringing with them a level of musical vibrancy, bigness, and energy previously unexperienced outside of popular African-American secular music. As choirs started getting bigger, with expanded instrumental support, sometimes with a full orchestra, the world began to take notice, and with it came invitations and opportunities for choirs rooted in the tradition to perform abroad. The stylistic sound and compositional construct of black gospel music is not that distant from its forerunner, the spiritual, which liberated its musical character from both Africa and hymns heard on North American plantations in the South. Today, gospel music rendered in a quartet style, southern, or urban framework can be experienced in most African-American churches on any given Sunday morning. Similarly, regions like South Africa have developed a genuine appetite for popular forms of music inspired by North America, most notably gospel music, a populist mainstay of everyday life in South Africa's urban townships and rural communities. South Africa also shadows the U.S. in gospel record sales that constitute one of the largest genre segments of the local record industry. What is even more striking is gospel music's widespread popularity in country has spilled over to the international stage, with groups like Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who not only sing in an expanded quartet style, but also employ their homeland's familiar South African-centered choreography. Over the past five decades, South Africa has emerged as a gospel music-producing powerhouse with solo artists, ensembles, full-blown apostolic mass choirs, and even a few gospel divas that champion gospel music's entire range of styles. Over time, gospel music, a sound born and developed in the U.S. and influenced by African musical norms, has come home after living abroad for many generations. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series, exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.